Despite recent efforts by the Catholic Church to become more inclusive, LGBTQ communities are creating their own sacred spaces where queerness is considered a blessing rather than a sin. Online spaces such as Queer Church or centers like the Greenhouse at Harvard University are affirming faith traditions and finding ways to rectify religious harm. Harvard Divinity School Professor of Theology and Religious Studies, Reverend Naomi Washington Liephart, says people are seeking radical honesty and inclusion within their faith.
People need to be able to come in and say, I'm grieving, or I'm angry, or I'm lonely, or I'm lost, and that vulnerability be held with tenderness and with grace.
Studies find more than half the country's LGBTQ population identify as people of faith, but Liephart says people need a faith that can adapt to their lives rather than be forced. There's little denying that religious institutions have caused harm to LGBTQ communities. As of 2018, an estimated 700,000 people have undergone so-called conversion therapy in the U.S. The Republican Party's embrace of Christian nationalism helped fuel a record number of anti-LGBTQ bills last year in legislatures nationwide. Liephart says queer-affirming churches reject the logic of religious domination over others, while encouraging critical thinking in regards to sacred texts and doctrines.
I think that critical eye is really, really important. That's what's going to get us to faith communities who actually make a difference in the justice movement, the justice fight that we face.
Liephart says it's important that faith communities not only examine the impacts of anti-queerness or transphobia, but the ways in which faith communities themselves have propped up systems of injustice and which traditions need to be excised. This story was produced with original reporting by Sarah Youngblood Gregory from Yes Media. For Public News Service, I'm Catherine Carley. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.